Blog Talk Radio. Monday 2021. We are moving along in the new year day by day. Amen. And we're still holding on to God and His Word. Hallelujah. God bless. Today I'm talking about, is it wrong being frustrated with God? Well, we're going to find out. Because I want to know too. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, may your blessing be bestowed to anyone who listens to the words of encouragement. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. All right, here we go. I was getting little boops in the background. Is it wrong to be frustrated with God? That's what I asked. Frustration is a feeling of impatience and anxiety that we get when we think our needs are not being met, or when we deal with seemingly unsurmountable problems. Sometimes God is the focus of our impatience and dissatisfaction. We become frustrated with Him. Frustration with God, His ways, and His dealings with us can be a stumbling block for Christians. God could easily handle this problem. Why doesn't He? God knows that we have a need where He is. There are a few Christians who have not been frustrated at the Lord for one reason or another at some point in their lives. Martha is a case point in Luke 10:38-42, King James Version, NIV Version, whichever you prefer. Jesus was visiting her home, and Martha wanted to treat Jesus to a fine meal. Scripture says she was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Meanwhile, Martha's sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what He said. In her busyness, Martha felt she deserved some help in the kitchen, and her frustration boiled over. She came to Him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." Note that Martha was frustrated both with Mary for not helping her with the Lord, for allowing Mary to be lazy. Jesus calmed His friend, "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things." He then took the opportunity to teach a lesson on being still and knowing God. And that's from Psalms 46:10. a lesson we forget when we are frustrated. Another well-known story, that of Jonah. He too knew what it was to be frustrated with the Lord. Jonah heard from God, but he did not like what he heard. After reluctantly proclaiming God's message to the Ninevites, Jonah was convinced that they would not listen and that we will have the satisfaction of seeing them slaughtered by a vengeful God. To Jonah's charging, the Ninevites responded with repentance and humility towards God. Jonah was frustrated. His sense of justice conflicted with God's mercy. To make matters worse, the leafy plant under which Jonah had been taking shade was withered by God, leaving Jonah exposed to the blazing sun. Jonah's frustration mounted to the point of wanting to die. God had to remind his angry prophet that his perspective was wrong. Jonah cared more for an incented plant than for a great city full of people. Frustration can cloud our vision and choke our compassion. Amen. It is wrong to be frustrated with God. Yes, it is. Frustration is a product of our sinful human nature. Frustration with God could be evident of a lack of trust in him or a misunderstanding of who he is. If God is perfect and the Bible says he is in Psalms 18:30, then he has perfect intentions. Intentions, perfect timing, perfect methods, perfect results. As we focus on our minds on the Lord and trust in him, we will know peace, not frustration. Our frustration with God could be a byproduct of our own stubbornness. When our ambitions conflict with God's purpose, we would naturally be frustrated. It is never advisable to fight against God. Saul and Tyrus learned this lesson the hard way, and Jesus had to be reminded, it is hard for you to kick against the goals. A simple prayer of humble submission gives far greater comfort than stubbornly insisting on our plans. God tells earthly fathers, do not aspirate your children. Certainly, God does not wish to aspirate his own children. When we feel frustrated with God, it is due to a lack of understanding on our part, not any lack on God's part. The best way to deal with being frustrated with God is to submit to his will, accept his timing, and trust his goodness. Cast all your anxiety and your impatience and frustration, cast it all on him because he cares for you and he loves you. That is my word of encouragement today. God bless you. I'll have another word for you Wednesday. Be safe in the new year. Whatever goals you have planned for yourself, follow through on them. Trust God and read your Bible intensely. I love you. I'm Evangelist Faye. God bless you.